Without workers' comp, Chuy Duarte might never have received the care he needed to survive his catastrophic workplace injuries. Texas Mutual was there for him every step of the way, helping him get back on his feet, back on the job, and into the gym. Watch Chuy's story at WorkSafeTexas.com/Chuy.
This is a great time of year for many reasons, not the least of which, it's the time of year the Irish come. Irish Tourism Association comes and says, hey, come visit us when the weather gets a little bit better, and a lot of us do. And one person that we enjoy talking to and want you to meet is Michelle McGuire. She's the CEO of Ireland's Blue Book. They have houses, and they have hotels, and they have restaurants, and she joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Good evening. It's great to be here.
Thank you. And thanks for coming over. We always enjoy, as I say, having you here. So you've been doing this 9 or 10 years, but you came out of one of those industries which just decimated in Ireland. High tech just took off in Ireland like crazy, and you suffered when we did here.
Yeah. I worked in software. I went through the dot-com burst in software. Okay. So when I moved into hotels, my timing was perfect. The recession just hit globally. So I had been through one crisis in software. So I think then when I moved into the luxury hotel market, I was ready for it. You know, I'd been through it once before in software. So I was forearmed and ready for it.
But if there's anything that is relatively immune to economic swings, it's got to be the high end. I mean, wealthy people are always going to travel? No, you say no.
To a certain extent, yes, but this was a global recession, okay? At the moment in Europe, we're affected by Brexit. So we're seeing a downturn in our British visitors to Ireland. We are indeed. I mean, our American visitor numbers are up 16% this year. Year to date, so it's wonderful. But back in 2008, 2009, everyone had a great fear about what was coming down the road. And we saw people pulling back on their bigger holidays. They were still taking maybe a mini break, but they really were, it was fear. So we definitely, those first 2 years, the recession, were tough for everyone, even at the luxury end of the market.
No, it was true here. And in fact, a lot of people say that really just since the election did money start flowing here again. Well, airline travel is getting easier into Ireland. There are more and more flights. And you offer something you can't get here. I mean, it can't be replicated. You offer stays in homes that are, what, 500 or 600 years old?
Yeah, absolutely. We have 50 historic hotels around the island of Ireland. We have a 12th century castle. In fact, we have 6 castles. But we have a wonderful lighthouse as well off the west coast of Ireland. So it's literally the last place to stay in Europe. You know, the next stop is the US.
Right.
Yeah, so these are beautiful historical places, rich in history.
So what is the time frame? I mean, you have notorious foul weather, but you've also got a disproportionate number of golf courses. So you must have some decent weather sometime.
We do indeed. I remember talking to a southern gentleman on a flight to Ireland, and I was saying to him, now you may get rain. And he was there, honey, I hope I see rain when I'm in Ireland because it's so warm here down in the south. I was going to say 4 seasons in a day, but to be really honest with you, we could have 4 seasons in a minute or an hour. So it does change a lot, but there's no extremes. There's no extreme heat and there's no extreme cold. So it's quite pleasant to travel around Ireland, yeah.
And the business climate's picking up in Ireland.
It is indeed. It's very, very positive there at the moment. Yeah. So it's a great time to work in Ireland. We've seen record numbers this year. So we're very happy with as we come to the end of our summer season. Yeah. It's
so what is everybody wants to kiss the Blarney Stone, I guess, and maybe buy some Waterford Crystal and maybe drink a Guinness. But what does everybody else want to do?
At the moment, what we're seeing is very popular is people traveling around the Wild Atlantic Way. And that's a driving route from Donegal along the beautiful coastline of Ireland. So ride along into the small villages and getting to really know Ireland. And we're seeing a lot of American visitors doing that. Something else that's really popular is visiting Northern Ireland now. Traditionally, our American visitors would have perhaps gone to the south and visited what we call the Ring of Kerry, mm-hmm. which is a traditional touring. But now we're seeing our American visitors really getting to explore more of Ireland.
And there they get to spend pounds, not euros.
Indeed, yeah, absolutely. Yes, yeah, so they have both currencies because, of course, Northern Ireland is still part of the UK.
And Northern Ireland, and another thing that Northern Ireland has is the Titanic, right?
Oh, it's fantastic. And they have a wonderful museum in Belfast. They're seeing record numbers this year. And that's absolutely fascinating to go there and explore the Titanic Centre. And then if you're in the south of Ireland, Cove was the last port that the Titanic left from. So there's an interesting story there.
Yeah, that's fabulous. Michelle Guire is the CEO of Ireland's Blue Book, which is what it sounds like. It's a big offerings of houses and hotels and restaurants. And it sounds like a good job to have. Maybe a lot more stable than the software business.
Well, sometimes I do deal with 6 Michelin star chefs, and I don't know what your TV chefs are like here in America, but I deal with some rather strong personalities, whereas software was probably quieter personalities, if I can generalize. Yeah.
Probably had you been a kindergarten teacher, it would have been better training. Michelle Guire is the CEO of Ireland's Blue Book. Welcome to North Texas, and thanks for the time.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.